Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Harry Alford is here. He's our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, more than a dozen years. He's the president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, nationalbcc.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out, and be sure to look into that national... The National Guard Youth Foundation program. Harry, I'm so proud of you for that. Please let me know what I can do to help you with that.
Well, thank you.
I think that's... Please come back and bring us reports on how that's going. Bring me some graduates. I'll interview some graduates on my show. How about that?
That's a great idea.
Now, whatever I can do, I'll park cars, pour coffee, take the first punch, whatever I can do to help you with that, because I think that's the kind of thing that we've got to do if we're going to reclaim these kids who become disenfranchised.
Absolutely.
Making them feel like victims and continuing to talk about how things were 50 years ago is not helping them, is it?
No. And the sky's the limit, and go for it. That's what we're going to teach them.
Yeah. Weren't you proud of Denzel Washington? Did you hear about his commencement speech?
No, I haven't, but I know he's a great supporter of the Boys Club.
Well, he is.
And the Boys Club saved my life. They saved my life.
Is that right yourself? You have experience in that?
They taught me how to play football. Mm-hmm. I got educated through a football scholarship. They taught me how to play football. They sent me to Camp Pendleton Marine Corps, to the Devil Pumps camp.
Yep.
I learned how to be a good soldier. I got drafted into the Army, and I was already advanced because of the Boys Club.
Yeah. Yeah, good. What a great testimony. Well, Denzel said he attributed most of his success and most of his happiness to his faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what he talked about at a commencement. I was so proud of him for that. I want you to give us a report on how the black small business community is these days. How is it? Is it thriving? Do you consider it to be underrepresented? What do you think?
Despite the odds, we're growing. We're growing. It's there. You know, when you're up against the wall, you can only move forward. So we're moving forward. We had the greatest growth of any segment of small business. And despite challenges for capital access, opportunities with the federal government are decreasing, but yet we still grow.
When you say opportunities with the federal government are decreasing, why is that?
Big boys taking it over.
They found a way to play the game with the small business set asides, haven't they?
Well, the export import bank. You know, everybody's talking about we need to reauthorize that.
Yeah.
And I did a survey. The export import bank has never, I haven't found it yet, never made a loan to an African American business.
Hmm.
Never. And they want us to support their reauthorization. We don't need them. They don't exist in our world.
Right. What is that? Is that because I'm not going to argue with you. I hear your point. But could it be that maybe not enough African American? Maybe they should be encouraging African American businesses to be exporters?
No, they don't. No, we're doing it. We're doing it very well.
So have you had black companies to try to get help with that with Ex-Im Bank?
We're working through the World Bank,
right,
and others.
Right.
Morgan Stanley has done more with black businesses and export import.
Very interesting.
Than the export import bank.
Very interesting. Fred Hochberg needs to hear about that, doesn't he?
The president
of Ex-Im Bank.
Let's not get started there.
So what? But. What concerns me is I think that even though black small businesses are growing based on what you're saying, I still think that in terms of the population, it's underrepresented in the marketplace. What do you think?
Yeah, we're probably, we should be three times further down the road.
Well, and what's the problem?
But we're going down the road.
Where are you stuck? Road. Where are you stuck, Harry?
Hmm?
Where are you stuck?
Why aren't we there?
Why is this such a challenge for black?
The concept of entrepreneurship. We were raised to work for somebody.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship was something that Booker T. Washington was the one who set the model for black entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And Teddy Roosevelt, Carnegie, Henry Ford supported him.
Right.
Loved him. And then he was despised by the NAACP.
Wow. Because he was independent and a free thinker, and he didn't follow their victimization mantra, did he?
Lift yourself up, pull up your bootstraps,
yeah,
and do it yourself.
Yeah.
And they said, wow, what a revolutionary concept.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So you believe that, so what you're saying is the cultural baggage of the black community is hurting them in terms of business formation.
And Roberta Flack, a great singer, she has a song out that said, listen, my people, Pharaoh doesn't have you.
Right.
Let Pharaoh go.
Right.
Let Pharaoh go.
Right.
And go for it yourself.
You know, I love what's the guy's name with Wall Street Journal, the black columnist there. I'm trying to think of his name. He's got a book titled "Stop Helping Us."
Yeah.
I like that.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
NationalBCC.org, ladies and gentlemen, for the National Black Chamber of Commerce. Harry Alford is their leader. He and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
'Cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.